Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There are four phrases that you may use that make you seem weak, according to word experts.
Is this gender specific or anything like that? Because I know we've seen lists like that before.
No, this goes across the board for everybody. And I thought it was interesting because I have found, as I'm looking over this list, and we'll get to it in just a second, that I do a lot of these things because I don't want to come off as too aggressive. So I think in general, I feel like I'm kind of like black and white, and like, even like when I'm sending emails, like I don't like the powder puff things. So I'm trying to be better because, as my boss pointed out, sometimes I seem like a jerk on email.
Yeah, you can be cold and rigid.
I'm cold. Like I'm like I'm just kind of like short and to the point. I don't like.
But, I mean, to be fair, that's email, right? And that's what email was established for. It's just this crazy funny, you know, human behavior that we have to overcompensate and be nice. But okay,
even on like my text, I was told that sometimes I seem curt because I'll just write okay. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to say? Yeah. Like, okay, like it. I don't know.
I love that you have people diving into their vocabulary to find words like curt instead of just telling you that you don't come off well.
You come off mean. All right.
I love it.
So if you use these four phrases, you seem weak. The first one is, I'm sorry to ask this, but you should never start with an apology for what you need. You have to just get to the request. So instead of being like, I'm sorry to ask this, but can you share the report that you made for the team? You should just get right to it. Can you share the report you made for the team? And then always close with a thank you to take that edge off.
It did seem a little bit edgier the second way when you went for it, I got to tell you.
Which is exactly how I would do it in the old days, but now I'm always like, no rush. There is a rush.
No, there is a rush.
Why do I have to write no rush?
I've already been waiting. Right. Clearly, I've already been waiting. That's why I'm asking you for it now. So, yes, I would like it absolutely at this second.
Second thing you're never supposed to say because it makes you seem weak. Instead of saying things like, I could do that, you're supposed to say things like, I will do that.
I will or I won't. One or the other. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't waver, basically. You have to make that decision.
And you're supposed to say, I need something instead of I want something. Because you don't want an assistant. You need an assistant.
I see. So. Okay. I mean, I guess so. Like, all those things make sense if I was negotiating something or if I was trying to come off with a strong point of leverage or something like that. Listen, if you're having a conversation with a shark, you should talk a little bit tougher, I guess. Right. But other than that, I don't think you're coming off weak so far.
When was the last time you had a conversation with a shark?
Well, it's not that often, is all I'm saying. So sometimes there's room for niceties.
And number three and four actually go hand in hand. Number three is you're not supposed to say you need to. So it comes off as controlling, which makes you seem insecure. So instead of saying, like, you need to get started on that project, which is something that I would be like, hey, you need to start doing this.
Oh, yeah, that's something that you say. 100%. I mean, you may have said that today.
Absolutely. You're supposed to start with an I phrase. So okay. I'd like it if you started on that project today.
No, that doesn't sound much better to me. I don't like either of those.
Anytime you start with the word you, you're in trouble. So think of it that way. So this is how number four goes. Instead of saying, like, you always do something, like, you always show up to work 15 minutes late, it's a problem.
I'm pointing a finger.
Mm-hmm. You have to say, I find it disruptive to the company when you show up 15 minutes late for work.
I mean, when you said that, you sounded like a boss, which means that you could just let them go if they're showing up every day 15 minutes late.
So those are the four things you're saying to make you sound weak. Eliminate them from your vocabulary. And I guess just try not to sound dark and angry on the inside, which apparently I do. So there's that. Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code ANNA22 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. HelloFresh.com/ANNA22.